state. Let's go. מתוך
מסמך בנושא העבודה באמונה למעלה מהדעת, קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות, ואנחנו נמצאים...
So we will read selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of work with faith above reason. We will read item 17. This is from Rabash, Sanctification of the Month. A person must take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven on the lowest quality, and say about it that to him, even that state, the lowest that can be, meaning one that is entirely above reason, when he has no support from the mind or the feeling, so he can build its foundations on it. And at that time, he is seemingly standing between heaven and earth and has no support. For then, everything is above reason. Then a person says that the Creator sent him this state where he is in utter lowliness. Since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in a manner of lowliness. At that time, because he believes above reason, he takes upon himself that the situation he's in now comes to him from the Creator, meaning that the Creator wants him to see the lowest possible state that can be in the world. And yet, he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners. This is considered that he has made an unconditional surrender. Do the odds continue?
מאמר מהו שהאדם צריך להוליד בן ובת בעבודה. העבודה למעלה מהדעת...
Yeah, we will read item 18 now from Rabash. The work above reason should be unconditional surrender. That is, one should take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. A person should say, I want to be a servant of the Creator, even though I have no idea about the work and I feel no flavor in the work. Nevertheless, I'm willing to work with all my might as though I have attainment and feeling and flavor in the work. And I'm willing to work unconditionally. At that time, a person can go forward, and there is no place for him to fall from his state, since he takes upon himself to work even when he is placed right in the earth, since it is impossible to be lower than the earth. This is, as it is written, a generation goes and a generation comes, and the earth forever stands.
דור הולך ודור בא, והארץ לעולם עומדת.
שוב.
קטע מספר 19 מתוך...
Excerpt number 19. מהו ההבדל בין צל דקדושה לצל דסיפה? This is from Shamadi 8. What's the difference between a shade of Kedusha and a shade of Sitracha? Under its shadow I coveted to sit, and its fruit was sweet to my palate. In other words, he says that all the concealments and afflictions he feels are because the Creator has sent him these states so he would have a place for work above reason. When one has the strength to say this, that the Creator causes him all this, it is to one's benefit. This means that through this he can come to work in order to bestow and not for his own sake. At that time, one realizes, meaning believes, that the Creator enjoys specifically this work, which is built entirely on above reason. It follows that at that time one does not pray to the Creator that the shadows will flee from the world. Rather, he says, I see that the Creator wants me to serve him in this manner entirely above reason. Thus, in everything he does, he says, the Creator certainly enjoys this work. So why should I care if I'm working in a state of concealment of the face? Because one wants to work in order to bestow, meaning that the Creator will enjoy. He feels no humiliation in this work, meaning a sensation that he is in a state of concealment of the face, that the Creator does not enjoy this work. Instead, one agrees to the leadership of the Creator.